Hi, I'm Roger Love, celebrity voice coach, top-selling author. I'm working to make the world a better place, one singing voice at a time, starting with yours. Today, I'm going to reveal a method that's helping amateur singers transform their voices. In my 30-plus years of working with celebrities and not yet famous people, it's shocking how many of them start out their singing journey by just opening their mouths and listening for nothing but being on pitch. Their whole attention is centered on, am I hitting the right note? If pitch was all that matters to you, then you would never develop into being the superstar and showcasing the potential that you really have inside of you. Pitch is just one thing. Why? Because great sound is the outcome of great inputs, vocal control, posture, breathing, what the vocal cords are doing, what your mouth is doing. So many variables make up to great singing. Great singing happens when the right amount of air meets the right amount of vocal cord. And when that doesn't happen, your breathing suffers and your pitch suffers. If you can't get the right amount of air to the vocal cords, you can't possibly hit the right notes. So let me help you. Let me explain it another way. Imagine you're driving a race car. I know steering matters, but if you filled the gas tank with orange juice, your steering is only going to get you so far. The same thing is true for voice when speaking and singing. Some people spend years learning public speaking tips or practicing their scales, but never get the voice of their dreams because their breathing technique is as misdirected as putting orange juice in the car engine. But I won't waste another breath telling you how important breathing is. Let me just give you an exercise and you can see for yourself. I'm going to teach you how to do diaphragmatic breathing, so you can control the way air comes in, and you can control the way air comes out, and you can move audiences emotionally with those sounds that are coming out of your mouth. The main thing to know is to understand that regardless of whether you're singing or speaking, you need to inhale only through your nose. Why? Because when you breathe in through your nose, it passes through filters called turbinates. And then the air becomes moist, and this prevents you from drying out your throat or your vocal cords. If you want to sing all day and night and have fun, you need to breathe in through your nose. So first, see what happens when you don't breathe in through your nose. Open up your mouth and take a slow, deep breath with me. Do you feel the dryness? I did. Now close your mouth and breathe in through your nose. See? No dryness at all. So from now on, breathe only in through your nose and you'll be able to use your voice all day and night. So now that you know how to inhale, let me show you how to exhale more effectively. To do this, we need to focus on good posture because that matters. Please stand up straight or sit up straight with your shoulders back and your chest down. On the count of three, take a big, deep breath through your nose and let it out. Now, many of you raised your chest and shoulders when you inhaled. That's called accessory breathing, and that's the way to get the least amount of air into your lungs and be the least effective good singer. But watch what I do when I breathe in through my nose. I pretend that I have a balloon in my abdomen, and then I fill up the abdomen when I inhale. And then I let that balloon come back in slowly. Let's do it together. Breathe in through your nose, fill up the balloon, and then as you exhale, say, Roger only wants me to speak while my abdomen is coming back in. Together, again. This time, remember to say, Roger only wants me to sing while my abdomen is coming in. So you breathe through your nose, you didn't raise your chest and shoulders, you filled up that pretend balloon in your abdomen. I'd love for you to practice this until it becomes second nature. Speaking and singing only while your abdomen is coming back in gives you control over volume and projection, and that sends the perfect amount of air out of your mouth to carry your amazing new voice to your listeners. When you apply this breathing method, the sound of your singing will be richer, more impressive, and more powerful. So you can wow your audiences and move them emotionally.